Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Kingy, you're back.
You're back, I know.
We're both back.
We're back in the same place, being back.
Oh, it's so nice being sitting next to my friendly, abusive Geordie Knob.
I love you, we're not.
Oh, there's a lot of love going on today. Spring has sprung. We're just back from the Mediterranean. We've been filming in, well, Puglia, Calabria, Sardinia, Corsica, south of France last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah, it's been brill.
Yeah, it's been great, actually. We can't pretend it's been hell.
We're both in the same... I like being in the same place, dude. It's good.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just like, it's proper.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to be sedated.
Oh, thank Christ for that.
No, it's the Ramones.
Oh, see? Oh.
Yeah, plum.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Now, look, we've gone veggie, so we thought we'd talk to you about balls.
Yes, and we're going to present you for the next month recipes from our latest book, The Hairy Dieters Go Veggie. Because the thing is, if you eat more vegetables, you consume less calories.
Yeah.
You go to the loo more, you feel great. It's good for the planet. It's good for the world.
It's good. And it means that you can ride your motorcycle more.
Why?
Well, because you're not eating meat. So you've got to balance your life out, you see. Because if it's good for the planet by not eating meat...
Ah, so you reckon you've got your carbon deficit.
Yeah, you've got a carbon deficit, so you can stick, you know, another tank of fuel in the bike.
Oh, I'm growing all my own, you know.
I'll grow my own.
Not many calories in what you grow.
No, that's true.
But no, anyway, the vegetable recipe that you'll find on the Planet Rock website, which is free.
Free!
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 It's our meatless meatballs.
Yeah, no.
If you're fond of a meatball, this is the one for you. It's got no meat, but we haven't gone down that route of using like snidey kind of weird protein that's been grafted on a mouse's back.
Yeah,
this is like proper good healthy veg, you know, and it's not covered in cheese, so it don't make you fat, but it's brilliant.
Honestly, it's really tasty because like all of our diet books, the great thing about the veggie thing is that we always make sure that it's great tasting food first and foremost.
Yes.
And the vegetarianism side of our lives is exactly the same.
You take our vegetarian meatballs to the festival this year.
Yeah.
Because they won't go off, because it's not full of meat. Well, they will go mouldy, but, you know, watch yourself.
Yeah.
So your little Tupperware box, take your meatballs, and then there'll be this girl who passes by in a Hessian flip-flops, and you know the vegetarian, but well fit, and you'll go, "Hey, I've got something you'd like. I've got meatless meatballs." And she'll go, "Oh, wow." And that's it, you're in, you know, and you can go and eat chop afterwards. But anyway...
Yeah, go and get a kebab after you've
pulled. Give it a go. It's a brilliant recipe.
It is.
There's wizardry going on.
Wizardry!
Meatless meatballs.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
That was Come With Me by Rave and I. And thanks ever so much for your emails. Please keep them coming to planetrock.com because we do get them, we do read them. And there's been a couple whilst we were away separately. So I thought, well, this is one that was sent to me from Gavin Briggs. Hi, Dave. And the subject was quacks. Big fan of your show and cookbooks. Thanks, Gavin. I listen to your show nearly every Sunday morning. It's always good for a laugh. Cheers. Just a quick message to say that a quark is also the smallest particle of matter, is what makes up other atoms, not just cheese. Although, I thought I would enlighten you to this as well. Thanks, Gavin. Oh, Jesus, what does he think he's Brian Cox?
Oh, yeah.
My missus fancies him.
Who? Gavin?
Professor Brian. No, not Gavin. She'll know Gavin. I'm sure she might do Gavin. No, Professor Brian Cox. I got drunk with him one night.
Who?
Brian Cox.
Oh.
He's funny. He said, I was there, I was at this do. I had a couple of pints of Guinness. And he said, do you want to know that? I said, no, I'm going to be late. You know, because I like to be organised.
Yeah.
And he went, I can mathematically prove to you, because he talks a bit like that, doesn't he?
He does.
I can mathematically prove to you why it is impossible for you to be late. And I said, well, you're going to tell that to me? No, now, look at this. Get two more pints in. And he's going, what you do is, and he's on a beer mat going, you see, you take that. And he went on and on. He was like Einstein. He went, so you see, it's impossible for you to be late. Well, by that time I finished my pint, goes, do you want another? I felt honest.
No, no, that's pretty cool.
Anyway, what's your email?
It's about Savaloy, and it's from Glyn.
Like the big orange sausage thingy.
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, he's explaining to me what a Savaloy is, but I already know what a Savaloy is, so I don't know why he's explaining it. Anyway, Savaloy is the subject. Thank you, Glyn, from Newcastle. He's going, a Savaloy dip is a Savaloy sausage in a bun with sage and onion stuff in.
Why don't you do it in a Geordie accent, King? Are you good at that?
I am. A Savaloy dip is a Savaloy bun. No. A Savaloy dip is a Savaloy sausage in a bun with sage and onion stuff and peas pudding and the lid of the bun dipped in the gravy. Cheers, Glyn.
Oh, could eat that now.
I know that, you know.
No, I can't, because it's vegetarians.
Yeah, no. There's no meat in a Savaloy, I'm sure.
No, I know.
I don't know what it is, but it's definitely no meat.
It's like ectoplasm.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Really. It's like what on Poltergeist when it flew out the mouth. That's it.
It's the only semi-fluid thing that you can pick a lock with. I really don't know what it is.
Liquid pig.
It's a, don't even think it's that.
When I leave school, I'm going to be a Savaloy engineer.
Yes, I'm going to manufacture Savaloys.
Yes, I'm going to work out how many Savaloys do I get. How many Savaloys do you get from a pig?
Before you can call it a sausage.
The answer, my friend, is sitting in the bap. The answer is sitting in the bap.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Now it's time for the Sunday Roast Amnesty. Mr. King, the Doctor of the Oven.
Gavin Ward, it's from Dave today, and it's about barbecues. And he says, hello, fellas, can you help me?
Hi, Gavin.
Hiya, Gav. How are you going, sunshine? Can you give us some advice, please? In July, at my place of work, we are hosting a charity event which has many things going on, including a barbecue, which I will be cooking. Could you give me some tips for something a little more than just the run-of-the-mill burgers and sausages, please? You'd be most welcome to join us, and cheers for any advice you can give. Gavin.
Now, Mr. King,
yeah, what?
I've been to barbecues at your house many a time, and I can't do it. Mine always turns out leathery, but your belly pork is a triumph. It's slices, isn't it? Tell the ladies and gentlemen how you do your belly pork.
Well, you can either do it in slices or you can do it in a whole. The slices are probably easier to manage, so you get some belly pork and you need to put it over a medium hot grill, not a really hot grill, because what will happen is that the fat will leach out. It's a really simple recipe. You take some dried bay leaves, you take some garlic, you take quite a lot of salt, you score it, you score the skin on the belly pork, you rub the flipping divil out of it and get it all in. You leave it to sit for a good 4 hours. You scrape the garlic off that you've crushed and rubbed into the skin, and then you put some more salt into it. You then cut it into slices and put it on a medium heat. You then have to be careful because you need what's called a killer spray. You know those things that your mum used to have?
It means a plant spray. That's what we all know it as.
Oh, yeah, plant sprays, yeah. You used to spray your plant. Anyway, when your charcoal bursts into flame because of the fat that's leaching out of the belly pork, you spray it some apple juice, preferably, because this has a little bit of acidity in it. Or you can do it with lemon juice and water. But either way, it cuts the fat and stops it from flaring. And then you serve it to smiling people, but be careful with people with dentures, because normally it's quite crispy. And people's dentures go off with a big pop.
They used to. My dad, you know, he had Bakelite dentures from about the 1930s.
Yeah.
And it was really funny once. One day I was a kid, and my dad nanged down on a piece of crackling, and his head exploded. You know, like car windscreens? His teeth went like a car windscreen. He shattered.
Shattered.
And I just remember there was like this pink plastic and teeth and pork fat just came out onto the plate. But I was remember a little lad. He used to play this game because it took him 6 weeks to get his new teeth back. And so I used to sit there, and all I could have was thoop. He's on thoop, thick thwinks. And I used to sit there, and I'd run up to him and eat crisps and then just run away before he swiped me.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.